Well, Father, we thank you for those words through Mashiach Yahushua, Lord and Savior. Tonight we're going to be doing a sharing on walking by the Ruach, or Spirit, unaware, and also the free gift of Ruach. And so I'll give some examples. We just got back from a little vacation for about a week, and examples of walking by the Ruach, and you're unaware that you're going walking by the Ruach. So, we'll begin in Luke 24 about Spirit, Ruach. And many times people, the churches is teaching that basically there is no connection. They'll say they have Spirit, but there is no manifestations of it, which is really sad. And so they don't speak in tongues, they don't interpret, they don't prophesy, a majority of the people. Luke 24:44. And he said unto them, Yahushua, these are my words which I spake unto you, being with you, that all the things that are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and Psalms concerning me must needs be fulfilled. Then open he their mind to understand the scriptures. Well, that's one thing we've got to do. Open my mind to the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, that the Christ, or the Mashiach, should suffer and arise from among the dead on the third day, and that repentance for a remission of sins should be proclaimed upon his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Ye are witnesses of these things, and lo, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry you in the city until you be clothed from on high with power. And so, Spirit, Ruach, and that's the Hebrew word for Spirit, which is also the Hebrew word for wind, which is the Hebrew word for breath. And so we're looking at something that's invisible. So Yahweh's going to use Ruach for blast, for breath. There is no Hebrew word for wind except for Ruach. That is but it is. So, okay, I'm seeing a connection. And then Holy Ruach that we have, or Ruach HaKodesh, spirit that is holy, is an invisible force of power. Yeah, as we see here, it on high with power. So now we go to Acts 2. This is why Luke should be before Acts, and John should be over in front of the book of Revelation. Because Acts 1 carries on what Luke just said.
So,
Acts 1, verse 5.
What did you say?
Acts chapter 1, verse 5.
What did you say about Acts?
Because John, or Yohanan, and so John's not his name, it's Yohanan, which means Christ is favor. Hana, or Hannah, or Anna, or Ohana, which means favor.
You said Christ, but you mean Yahweh's favor?
No, because John, yeah, well, I'm talking about John, Yohanan. Is Yahweh's favor.
Okay, yeah. You said Christ's favor. So.
Oh, I said Christ, okay. Yahweh's favor. Indeed, immersed with water, but ye in holy Ruach shall be immersed, not many days, and not after, but after not many of these days. And they therefore began to question him, saying, Lord, art thou at this time duly established in the kingdom unto Israel? And that should be Y-E, Yisrael, or Y-I, Yisrael. He said unto them, it is not yours to get to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But ye shall, back to the subject, but ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit cometh upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses both Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria as far as the uttermost part of the land. And then we saw on the day of Pentecost, let's just say, we didn't know on the day of Pentecost, it was the outpouring. And then in Acts 2:38-39, and Peter said unto the multitude, repent ye, that's change directions, turn, and let each one of you be immersed in the name of Yahushua Mashiach into the remission of your sins, and you shall receive what? The free gift of holy Ruach, Ruach HaKodesh. So here's the condition. If I make Yahushua my master, and as we know too, you know, this is not to teach him, but become a Christian, you need to, are you fading? Okay, you're looking at that. I thought he was falling asleep.
So no, the microphone was on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Being a Christian is making a lifetime covenant, entering into a lifetime covenant as Christ being our master or head, because he redeemed us. Why is he our master? Because he died for us. And so he said, I'll die for you, but what do I expect from you? To live for me. That's the agreement. That's the covenant. Most people say, well, he never says lifetime commitment. Okay, then I'm just going to become a Christian for an hour. And then I'm saved, right? Well, that doesn't sound right. How about a day? Well, that doesn't sound right. How about like getting married for a week? My covenant's going to be with you for a week. Well, I'm not going to marry you. How about a year? I'm not going to marry you. So yes, it is entering into a lifetime covenant. It's him as our head and we are his body. That's not the teaching. So we're going to look at walking by the Spirit, which means activating the Spirit that's within us. And the manifestations tonight, we're talking about Yahweh always abiding in us. So they're always in us. If we're in fellowship, if we're not walking in sin, we have the opportunity to receive information, and many times, as we're going to show, you were unaware that it was even information. And you're walking your everyday life, but if you're in fellowship, then that's automatically going to be coming. The thoughts of Christ are coming to my head because we got Spirit inside us. So we go to 1 Samuel 16, and we're going to see David as an example of this. 16:13. And if we recalibrate every day, so saying recalibrating, many times we have a compass that's off a little bit, or some device is off a little bit. So what we do is recalibrate to accuracy. That's getting alone with Father, supplicating, praying, talking with Christ and Yahweh, and then being on there. So when you recalibrate it, so when the information comes, you're ready there to receive it. And if you've got to be expecting it also. And so here's the beginning of David. It's 13, and Samuel. It's Samuel. El is the name for God. Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him, David, in the midst of his brethren. And the Ruach of Yahweh came mightily upon David from that day forward. So, he was anointed as a prophet and a king, but we have the same Ruach HaKodesh on us. Amen. It should come on us mightily. And then Samuel went his way to Ramah. Okay, now we go to 17:26. Same book. Now here's with Goliath. Now, as you know the story, his father said, go take this wine and cheese to your brothers, his older brothers. So he was the youngest. Did he realize at that particular time he's going to go into battle?
No.
He was going on a mission. The father didn't say, go in there and kill Goliath and come back to lunch. No, he said, go do this. And so he's got to be tuned in, but he has Ruach HaKodesh. Then spake David unto the men that were standing by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that shall smite yonder Philistine? Well, that's pretty selfish. What's the pay?
How much?
And so shall take away reproach from off Israel. Now here's a guy, 16, 17 years old, here's 30-year-old man, 40-year-old man, he's going, hey, excuse me, if I take this guy out, what do I get? Who in the heck are you? You old kid, get out of here. But that is Ruach. Don't ever underestimate Ruach HaKodesh. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he has reproached the ranks of a living Elohim? Then the people answered him according to this word, saying, so it shall be done to the man that shall smite him. Now, Eliab, and remember, father is Ab, A-B, so this is Yahweh Ab, or El, not Yahweh, but God is my father. El is for God. his elder brother heard when he spake unto the men. Then was kindled the anger of Eliab against David, and he said, wherefore is it that thou hast come down, and to whom hast thou entrusted those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the foolishness of thy heart, for to see the battle hast thou come down. And David said, what have I done now? Was there not a cause? Then turned he from him. He turns from him. Okay, we'll see you later. Now, let me go back to our conversation in disrespect to his brother. And they, according to his word, the people returned to him the answer like the first. And then the words David spake were overheard. And when they told them before Saul, he summoned him. And David said unto Saul, let not the heart of my Lord fall because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And so, I love this. So make sure, don't ever pour water on a flame that's fired. And so it could be a smaller person or it could be something else, and they're going really big. And we saw that with our daughter, Raquel, that she wanted to go in the Army. And I'm like, you don't want to go in the Army. You want to go in the Air Force if you want to do anything, but not in the Army, because that is tough stuff. But this desire kept coming. So I think that might be Yahweh directing her, the Ruach HaKodesh, so I don't put water on that. I just say, if that's your leading, go for it. Remember, this is the same thing. And that's what Saul was going to say. And Saul said unto David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for a youth art thou. But he was a man of war from his youth. Then said David unto Saul, thy servant used to tend his father's sheep. And this is training camp. So Isaiah, or all of us, we got to be in training camp. All right, because he's gonna kill something that's not really important. But that's training him for future fighting. So look at this. And thy servant used to, and this is that, obviously after he received Ruach HaKodesh, he's got power. Thy servant used to tend his father's sheep, and there came upon a lion or a bear. And these are big animals.
Sure.
And carried off a lamb out of the flock, and I would go out after them and smite him and rescue it out of his mouth. And if he rose up against me, I'm going to let you live. Oh, you want more? You want more of me? I would catch him by his beard and smite him and slay him. Wow. You're like, whew. Training camp. And so I'm going to show you one of my training camps. Now, I'm going to try to go into actual experiences in my life. And so when I was 18, I went on a missions trip. And I was sent to Antioch, Illinois, which is 730 miles from Wichita, Kansas. And I was out there. My grandfather was diagnosed with cancer, was dying. They said, you need to get here. So how did I get here? I hitchhiked. Now think of hitchhiking 730 miles. That's a long way. I never even thought about it. I went out there, and I got picked up, and then the policeman came, and he looked through my backpack, make sure I didn't have any drugs. I had long hair and a beard. And now he said, well, you can hitchhike over there, but you can't hitchhike here, so let me. I got picked up by two homosexuals. I didn't know they were homosexuals. They took me to their apartment, have a beer, and I'm having a beer, but I'm teaching the word to them. And then they go on, and so now think of, I looked at Google, it takes 11 hours without stops to go from Antioch, Illinois to Wichita, 730 miles. I started at daylight and I got in Wichita at when the sun was going down. Now think of, I didn't even at the time even think about that. Do you know how impossible that is to hitchhike and go 720 miles and get rides all the way from different people all the way? So at the time, he didn't recognize it until then, but that's the same training that we have. I would never do that today, you know, but you're looking at, that's just a part of my life at that particular time. And youth is very good at this. They don't have all the hindrances that are usually binding them down, the failures. But it could have rained. I could not get picked up. I could have been sleeping in a ditch because I didn't get off. You know, I could have got mugged. You know, and all sorts of things could happen when you're looking at it. But no, that was Father doing it all the way. That's just an example with David and his sheep. Right? preparation. Thy servant, verse 36, thy servant could slay neither a lion nor a bear. This uncircumcised Philistine shall become as one of them, for he hath reproached the ranks of the living God. And David said, Yahweh, who has rescued me out of the power of the lion, out of the power of the bear, he will rescue us out of the hand of this Philistine. Then said Saul unto David, go, and Yahweh be with thee. Did he know how he was going to do it? Now, if you read the rest of the story, they put Saul's armor on him. And he's kind of walking around with his armor, and he's like, if he knew how he was going to do it, he would have never put the armor on.
Right.
So all he knew, he was there, and so once he saw, once he brought the cheese, I'm like, there, something went, your next job is to kill this guy. Okay, so he's got his desire. How am I going to kill this guy? Well, Yahweh's going to kill him for me. And so he's moving forward, finds out the armor's not going to fit, and so he didn't know he was going to be with a slingshot. So he puts across the armor and then goes out there. And obviously hit him with a slingshot. Hit him with the best shot. Hit him with his best shot. But not to kill him, because he had to cut his head off. And not only that, he knocked him out, and you're being mocked. But David, as you see it in the Young's Bible, you'll say, I have cut your head off. He says this to you. He says, I'm going to cut your head off. He said, I have cut your head off. And it was in the perfect. All right. But that is an example of what the Spirit can do. And he was not aware until he went forward and it came into fruition.
Movement.
So David, now we're going to talk about, now he's going to request revelation, and revelation is getting information from Yahweh. And that's what we do also. So that's 1 Samuel 30, 1 through 8. And we should always be doing this. And it's checking in and saying, is there anything I need to know? Quiet, listen. Is there anything I need to take? Quiet, listen. You know, on occupations, where am I led to pursue? And so I start pursuing things because I got a desire. And so Yahweh's putting in, the Ruach is putting in a desire. I want you to be a carpenter. I want you to be a mechanic. Or I want you to be a doctor. And so I'm following the pursuit. And why? Because I'm led that way. So like Andrew Womack said, follow the desires of your heart. If you're in fellowship, Christ is in me. He's my head. Then I am automatically getting information, and I don't even realize it. I just go. Just go do what you're led to do. Okay. Now it's not, I'm led to become a country western singer.
Very famous.
Yeah, I've become very famous also, and I have $1 million occupation. Okay. Chapter 30, verse 1. And it came to pass, when David and his men came to Ziklag, him and all his family were there, all the men's family were there, on the third day, that the Amalekites had made a raid into the south and into Ziklag, and had smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. So your home, your wife and your children are gone when you come back. And so in many cases, we're going to see other times too, in life, there's going to be disappointment. There's going to be things that go wrong. There's going to be things that break. All right? The point being, Yahweh already knows it. All right? So you're being prepared. You have to almost say, did he miss this? What happened? You know, this is a disaster.
He's a prophet.
Yeah, he's the prophet. Now we just go to verse 7. So what does he do? Yahweh hates me. All right. Now here's a situation. Here's another illustration I just had. So we had some probably problems in our toilet upstairs, and all of a sudden it leaked, not from overflowing, but it looked like a pipe or something broken. It went through our ceiling and everything else. We thought we had it fixed, and so I use the toilet, and the bathtub's right next to it. And so I lay in the bathtub, and I'm soaking in the bathtub, and I hear the toilet keep running and running. I'm like, what happened? And I look over, and it's flowing out of the top of the tank. So I jump out of the bathtub and turn off the water and get the towels and start wiping up the whole floor. The point being is, God, why don't you tell me? We just got our ceiling fixed. The point being, if I was not laying there next to the toilet, I could have flushed the toilet and come downstairs and on to work. And that thing would have been going all over and over. And what had happened is, if you have to know about toilets, that there's a
like a tube.
Yeah, it's a tube, a container that the water goes in to fill your toilet while the tank is filling. Well, the tube was too high. I never even thought about that. You put in there, this has been on there for a long time. And so once the water doesn't shut off, it's supposed to go in the tube, and then it runs in the toilet all day, but it was going right out of the tank. And so you're like, this is the way I start my morning. This stinks. Why didn't I know about this? But Yahweh said he did know about it. And that's why there was a problem. It's going to happen. I want you there when it happens. And so now it's all fixed. I cut the pipe
and
right down.
And it didn't happen while we were in Colorado.
Yeah, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Mom could use the toilet, gone to Walmart, and it could have been hundreds of gallons of water just destroying the house. So the whole point, too, is here's Zigzag. Here is this. Things are going to happen. Just go into the next gear. And to be actually take it as, what a great blessing. It was not a blessing, but I was there at the right time to fix a problem, because problems are going to happen. And we're going to tell you another problem. So here's another one. We're in Colorado, and I have a fob for my car. And I asked my wife to bring me extra fob, which I've never done to the same car. She had her fob to her van, but it had a key on it. But I've never told her, let's bring both fobs. I've never done that before. Okay, we're there. I didn't know why. It's just a thought. Bring the other fob. So I had no idea. It's revelation. And so at 7 o'clock in the morning, we're in the motel. There's about 20. I flipped my button, and the lights aren't switching on. Showing that you're unlocking, it wasn't unlocking my car. So I tried and tried it, no unlocking the car. You're like, what the heck? And then so you can remove a panel and then put the key in to unlock the door. And once I did that, the alarm went off.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning. So I went in and I put it in the ignition and turned it, but it wouldn't start the car. Just nothing. Turn it. Oh my God. So I just hold it. And then finally it stops. What do I do now? I'm trying to think. And so I take it out. And then I went back in the motel room. I'm thinking of tow truck. I'm thinking of mechanic. We're in Colorado, 10 hours away from us. And we're on vacation. This is the beginning of my vacation. But then we remembered the other fob. She got the other fob, and it worked. And unlocked the car, and now we could drive away.
Before they came after us with pitchforks.
But that is the other situation, is in tune and being unaware. I had no idea that was going to happen. I had no idea it would ever happen. And even if it did happen, as long as I can get the key in there, it's going to start. No. The key worked, but it's signaling that somebody broke into the car. So it's not going to start.
Say, help, robbery.
So the same situation with Zigzag. It was a problem. Why is this happening to me? I just want to go on vacation. David and them come back and your wife's gone. Your children are gone. And your houses are burned down. Let's look what he does.
Man wants us to
Josh
it
after AI.
Six. And David was in sore distress. I would say so. For the people had spoken of stoning him because the souls of all the people were embittered, every man for his own soul, sons, and for his daughters. But David emboldened himself in Yahweh, his Elohim. Now think of that. That's what we got to do. Okay, Yahweh, you knew about this. What's the plan? What's the plan? So then David to Abathar, the priest son of Ahimelech, do bring near, I pray thee, ephod. And this was from the house of Yahweh. It's an ephod. So Abathar brought near the ephod unto David, and David inquired of Yahweh. So this is what we did. We inquired of Yahweh, said, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake it? And he said unto him, shut up! I'm sleeping. Don't bother me. You really blew it. Pursue, for thou shalt overtake, and thou shalt rescue. So we seek revelation. So the Ruach HaKodesh, when something goes wrong, we seek. We know Yahweh's already got a plan for this. We have another situation. The other ones that aren't our life is just full of events. What a coincidence. This broke. This person had the part. Wow, what are the odds? And it just goes on and on and on and on and on of stories. And that's where all of our life should be. So we should be in that place where we expect the miraculous, because we are sons and daughters of the Most High Elohim, and we should expect favor, which it was. And as you know, he went back, got all the
goods. Egyptian wandering around.
Yeah, that's a great story. So finish that story. Now we're talking about David sinning, 2 Samuel 12, and we all know about this. You know, with Bathsheba. 12 verse 1. So then Yahweh sent Nathan the prophet unto David, who therefore came unto him and said to him, are you ready to receive a prophet? Are you ready to receive a spokesman from Yahweh who doesn't look like a prophet, who looks like your brother, who looks like a cousin, who looks like a stranger? And when the word comes, are you going to take it if it's correct? Regardless of who it is, it could be your little 10-year-old sister. Yeah, she's got Holy Spirit, so she can talk. And so we've got to be like David, and we know what happened. In verse 7, it said, Nathan unto David, thou art the man. Thus said Yahweh, Elohim Israel. Israel, and just chews his butt out. As it should have been, how are you going to respond? You're from Satan, get away from me. You're from the devil, get away from me, because I can't be wrong.
David's a prophet.
Yeah, David's a prophet, yeah. 13. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against Yahweh. That is our response. I have sinned, I have blown it.
1 John 1, 9.
Wow. Now we go to 12:24-25, Yahweh will recover, but you cannot remain in those states and think that you're going to receive the revelation to walk and to be the hands and the feet of Christ if you are living in a sin that you will not repent of. So if you think you can be a homosexual and receive revelation, no. You think unless you're ready to repent. If you can be an adulterer, no. If you're a thief, no. So all these things, if you're living in a lifestyle of drunkenness, absolutely not. You're going to be demonized is what you're going to do. And you're going to have a spirit, all right. But it's not going to be Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's there, but it's dormant. You're not going to have power because you have rejected Yahweh. You have rejected Christ as your master because you're not going to do what they say. And obviously, there are many churches like that today, the pastors. The 24 and 25, and David consoled Bathsheba, his wife, because their baby died, and went in to her and lay with her, and she bare a son and called his name Solomon. Wow, this is just astronomical. To say you had Uriah murdered and had people with him, and you got Joab involved, and you got servants involved, and you got, man, this is a mess of mess, life and death situation. And Yahweh, once he turned, gives him Solomon, and he even names him. And Yahweh loved him. And who is the boy? Bathsheba! You know, wow! I never saw that coming. And he sent by the name of Nathan the prophet, Yahweh did, and called his name Jedidiah, beloved of Yah, for Yahweh's sake. Isn't that great? So that can what happen. If you stroll away, you can come back. You can come back. But you must adhere to the word of the spokesman. Whether it be a prophet, doesn't have to be, because the only people who have spirit these times were prophets. Today, the body of Christ all have spirit. And so it could be a 10-year-old kid that's going to come up to you, and if it hits you right here, you better take it seriously, because that might be the last time you hear from Yahweh. Yeah. Oh, you're going to shut that out? Keep dialing the phone. Hello, hello, anybody there? Nope, nope, nope. Not picking up. Yahweh's not picking up. Why? Because I'm not going to change. Now we go into another one, Acts chapter 5, Philip. Here's another example. of what can happen. And this was us. We'll read about this, him and my wife this weekend. So he has some great things that year. Just a phenomenal on vacation. But here's Philip. Okay, Acts 5, verse 26. Well, wait a minute here. Oh, 5, verse 8, I'm sorry.
What?
And Peter...
verse 8.
Well, let me ask here. Peter, no, I got the wrong...
One,
where is Philip? It might have been a 4.
It's in, nope. He's an 8. Philip is an 8. He's caught away.
Well, let me see here. 5. Well, let me see it. Where am I? Oh, it's Acts chapter 8. Yeah, Philip's Acts chapter 8. Sorry.
26?
Yeah. Oh, I got Acts. I thought it was... The S looks like a 5. I can't read my own hand. 8, verse 26.
Chapter 8.
And the messenger of Yahweh spake unto Philip, saying, arise, and be journey along southward unto the way that goeth down Jerusalem unto Gaza, the same as desert. And arising, he journeyed, and lo, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, one in power under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was over all her treasure, had come to worship in Jerusalem, and was returning and sitting in his chariot, was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Ruach said unto Philip, go near and join thyself unto this chariot. And running near, Philip heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, dost thou then understand what thou art reading? And he said unto him, how wouldest I be able unless someone had guided me? And you know the story. Let's just go to 38 now. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he immersed him. But when they came up out of the water, the Ruach of Yahweh caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, for he was going on his way rejoicing. Do you think he told everybody in Ethiopia?
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, that's the same way with us. And so we were in on our vacation, and we were trying to figure out where to eat dinner on our last night. And there's this nice restaurant called Bird and Jim's, and I thought, well, we've never eaten there. Let's try it. It's right by where we were. And so Wendy went in there and said, I just don't, it's full of people. I just don't feel comfortable there. You're like, okay. Well, so we're going to, she said about this, was it Wapiti?
Wapiti.
Wapiti, which is the word for elk.
The
and
Indian
I said, we ate there. We ate there about 10 years ago, and it was very expensive. And she said, I think we're supposed to go there. Okay, and so we go about 10 miles, a long way, to go to this restaurant, and found out it wasn't the same restaurant. It used to be a steakhouse. It wasn't a steakhouse. She's like, okay. And we went in there, and we have garb on like this. And our car has signals on it, too, that we're Christian. There's verses on our car. So we're eating in this restaurant, and a lady comes up to us who was also on vacation, but she was up by Wyoming and was coming in at the same time on and to this place. She was eating inside. We were eating outside. And she came in and wanted to take our pictures with our t-shirts with the signature on them. So what ended up happening is obviously Yahweh brought this woman and us on the same day, the same time, the same place, identically. So what we thought was messing around, trying to find out was it was not messing around. Why she didn't want to eat it there is Yahweh saying, you don't want to eat here. She thought, maybe there's some demonic influence in there. But no, it's just fine. I don't want you to eat here. I've got a mission for you.
Wow.
We don't even know there's a mission. And so we go, and so we're there at the exact same time. You know how hard that is? She lives in Wyoming, and we live in Wichita, Kansas.
No, she lives in Colorado.
Well, I know, but it's 5 miles from the Wyoming border. See, we're in Colorado, so that doesn't tell the stories. But she's a long ways away. And she comes in, and then we start witnessing to her. We gave her a prophecy. she was divorced and was looking for this, and her name is Gloria. But you're looking at, I started thinking about that after that, what is the instrumentation that must happen for her to be there on the same day, at the same place, at the same time that we were there? You know, but that was walking by the Spirit unaware. But if we did not have this on, she would not know we were Christians. If we didn't have it on our car, she would have not known we were Christians. So to facilitate opening the doors to the world, we must let the world know that we are Christians. So if a person needs help on the side of the road and he sees our vehicle with the scriptures on, he's not afraid of us. He embraces us. I want Christians to come and help me. So that's the point is, I think without our clothing and what we wore, she would have never came up and said, these are Christians. You can't look at somebody and say, there's 100 people here. What table should I go to? You know? So that's the lesson there. Let's see, we got that. I think that's it. So, walk by the Spirit, but actually help Yahweh and Christ.
Well, your prophecy was that it must be activated. Seeds have to be activated.
Yeah.
A seed has to have water, soil, and darkness. And we have to activate. And that's that.
And then have light. Let everybody know who you are. That you're there for people can come to you. Okay, so we'll do that. And we'll hear from our Heavenly Father activating Ruach HaKodesh by the word of prophecy. Father, we thank you for these words. Thank you, Mashiach Yahushua, for dying for us that we can actually live for you. And through you we come to our Father. Amen. Speak my words of truth and do not let it hinder you when people discard you. They're discarding me, so never take it personal. But when they discard you, as you walk on my word, they're discarding me. So be thankful that you give them an opportunity to deliver them from the power of darkness, that they also can live a life that you have. But do not stop and be frustrated when people do not hear. Keep speaking my words, and some will hear and other ones will not. Amen.
If everybody wouldn't...